A Philadelphia man is facing abduction charges following the disappearance of 23-year-old Kata Scott, who's been missing since October 4th. Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Van Oor says even though they've charged 21-year-old Keon King, they still have not found the missing woman.
We need to find Miss Scott, figure out where she is, or what may have happened to her to cause her to completely disappear.
Police say King was involved in another kidnapping earlier this year, but that case was tossed out when the victim didn't show for court. Investigators are asking for the public's help in finding King's 1999 metallic gold Toyota Camry with damage to the driver's side front bumper. To the Garden State now, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a law requiring Garden State schools to teach Hispanic and Latino history. WHYY's David Matthau tells us more.
Starting next September, every school district will be required to give students social studies instruction on the contributions of Hispanics and Latinos in the U.S. The law stipulates lessons must be accurate, culturally relevant, community-based, and developmentally appropriate. State Senate Majority Leader Teresa Ruiz, a prime sponsor of the measure, says it's important that children understand that, quote, their power and ancestry aren't to be forgotten or erased, but celebrated for contributing to this country. A national study found almost 90% of important topics in Latino history are either not covered or barely mentioned in textbooks. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Fairly sunny skies across the region on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, Atlantic City sitting at 69 degrees, Wilmington at 70 with a few clouds, and patchy cloud cover over Philadelphia right now. 69 currently in Center City. Temperatures, big cool-off overnight. We are going to see the mercury go down to the mid-40s in the pre-dawn hours. Looking ahead to tomorrow, going to be generally cooler than today. Clear and sunny on Thursday. Temperatures, though, barely cracking 60 degrees.